Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Double MP, the Miles Bukowski podcast. This is pretty much an extra episode because I owe you guys one, because I missed 1 week. I can't remember. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago where I should have done one, but that weekend I had absolutely no energy and I couldn't do it at all. So I thought, yo, let's fling an extra episode in, because why not? You know what I mean? I gotta cheat you guys sometimes as well. And if you're out here rocking and listening and vibing with these podcast episodes right about now, then I respect you, I appreciate you, and I fuck with you. You know what's that? I don't even know why I said it like that. I'm even mad. But make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Bukowski, because we're pretty soon I'll be back on updates and getting involved and doing stuff and be pretty much on it. I'm getting a TikTok soon as well. I am pretty much had my 6 months off where I had a charge and I hadn't uploaded a YouTube video and stuff like that. But I am back and I feel amazing. That's why I said this episode is a bit of an extra one, because I'm just kind of talking to you guys about different things that's going on. But the main topic of today, and it's only one topic I'm coming with you because obviously it's only an extra session, is about Docevelli. Now, this time last year, Docevelli was one of the biggest artists, biggest newcomers into the UK rap / drill wave. Only If You Knew was going crazy. He had songs with Stormzy. He was doing well. Everyone loved him. Bando Diaries towards the later end of the year was going off. His tape wasn't amazing, but it was still well received. And a lot of people liked Docevelli, wanted him to do well. He seemed like a nice guy. If you guys have seen as well, previously I did an interview with him around February time last year, and you know, like, it looked like the sky was the limit for Docevelli. But a lot of these accusations came out, and a lot of people were saying that, you know, Docevelli has been doing this with underage people, for example, obviously the only example, but like, it basically had forced a big like stir where Steph London, her brother, Docevelli's sister, there we go, I don't know why I lost, my brain went crazy, Docevelli's sister, came out and was accusing this person, that person. Bouncer, who's from Play Dirty, who's, you know, cool with Krypton Conan, was coming out, calling up Docevelli, saying, why is he not cancelled? A lot of people in the media were very quiet, but he was effectively kind of blackballed, in a sense, because of these accusations and stuff. And he actually came out of a song about a month and a half ago where he was going at Bouncer and he was speaking about a few things. And then he dropped this song about 2-3 weeks ago called like Circled Ends. And usually, like I say, I'm one of them people, I'm very much up to date with music, innit, when it comes out. But I did not see this song drop until it got YouTube recommended. And I didn't even see there was a music video for it. I just saw, you know, when they just upload the music and that was it. So I watched the video. Bear in mind, he's still doing good numbers. The like to dislike ratio is still high, but he's not being put in that same bracket that he was prior. Now, this whole point of this video is just me giving you updates to see what's happening, but also, can Docevelli make a comeback? Because I think, if I just take it at rapping value, Docevelli is a good rapper and he was a very enjoyable listen to all of last year. But I feel like sometimes with these accusations, because he has come out and said a few things, he's spoken about accusations and stuff like that, but when I made a video about Slow Tie on my YouTube channel about a year ago, about has Slow Tie ruined his career, that was about February 2020, and I said, if you get put, there's certain things that if you get that thing or that stigma put on you, it's hard to shake it off. It's very, very difficult to get rid of it. And with Docevelli right now, even when he congratulated Russ and Tion Wayne for getting number one last week on Body, like, people were going wild at him on Instagram, calling him a nonce, calling him this, calling him that. And effectively, it showed, like, and obviously Instagram and social media does not define the world, but with music and media and entertainment, it is a big factor. So seeing people get at him, and I don't know if even if Circle Ends is getting played on radio anywhere, because people are probably worried, like, right, if I play Dachiavelli, someone might complain. They might think I'm co-signing the stuff that Dachiavelli is accused of. So people get, that's what I'm saying, cancel culture. I don't necessarily believe in cancel culture, but I know the ramifications of cancel culture. Do you know what I'm saying? Because cancel culture is something in which, like, people will just cancel everyone and everyone will get everybody, and it gets jarring. But you don't want to be, even for me, since the whole Dachiavelli stuff last year, I haven't played Dachiavelli on my radio shows in a very long time. Do you know what I mean? Because even for me, I'm kind of like, rah, like, I don't know if I can play that. It's a bit like R. Kelly now. Like, you kind of look at it and you're like, oh, I can't really play R. Kelly anywhere. Like, even, I remember when I was doing a show before COVID, yeah? And I was speaking to somebody, I said, oh, like, because Michael Jackson's kind of similar as well, isn't it? He's been put in that bracket. Never proven, but put in that bracket. It's like, and because of the whole documentaries and stuff that were coming out, I had to ask, like, can I play Michael Jackson? Or how would you feel if I played it? Because I was doing, like, an old school theme night. And I got the all clear from the person who created the event. But had I have gone off and done that by myself, I don't know what would have happened on me. So it's, people are protecting their own interests. And again, I don't blame them, because at the end of the day, it's not a dog-eat-dog world in this sense, but, like, it's more you're protecting your own interests, because you don't want to get cancelled as a result of someone else being cancelled, which is mad to think, but it's the truth. Do you know what I mean? I feel, well, at least it's my truth, is what I think, right? So this has happened before, not with Dachiavelli, but this scenario has happened, and it happened back in 2015. I believe it was 15 or 16, and this was to do with Bonkers. So Bonkers, I believe, was from, if you know, from South, or was from East London, right? And he had a song, We Run the Block. It was going crazy. Bonkers was, like, seen as one of the next people up. Then someone exposed him because they were like, yeah, he's a child molester, blah, blah, because he got, like, the hottest record in the world on the Animax show. And someone was complaining. Then they found these old, like, case files about, like, something that happened between Bonkers and someone who was, like, 13 or something like that. And ever since then, Bonkers, he's made music, he's dropped stuff, but he's never been in that, again, he's never been in that spotlight. He's never been that guy. You won't catch him on any, like, big artist albums and stuff like that. Whether they rate him and his musical ability, again, it's what I'm saying. Because, like, really and truly, people are going to protect their own interests and not want to get heat because of what something else, what someone else has been accused of, until it's proven 100% otherwise. And even still, sometimes when it's not proven 100% otherwise, it can still be techie. For example, for Dachiavelli, using Bonkers' example, right? With the Body remix, Dachiavelli and TM Wayne have got a song together. They've been seen as cool, right? I could probably bet that had Dachiavelli not been cancelled, he would have easily been on that Body remix. Do you know what I mean? I think it would have been a no-brainer. I don't see otherwise, unless Dachiavelli said no. Like, I reckon TM Wayne would have probably asked him. But TM Wayne can't, because, again, you're pushing for a number one right now. And with all the stigma and stuff like that, and I don't know, like, the engagement between them, obviously behind the scenes, I'm not Dachiavelli or Tion Wayne, but it kind of makes it awkward, because if you're trying to push for a number one record and you've got someone who's getting a lot of heat, people are not going to back the record, therefore you're not getting your number one. So, I mean, Dachiavelli, it's been a couple of months now, he's been away for a bit, and this Circle the End song, which I think is a good song, is his first kind of way of kind of getting back into the industry and stuff like that. But I just don't know if he's gonna get back to where he was, because it's still shaky, and social media is not the smartest tool. It's an effective tool. You can make racks off that tool, but common sense doesn't go there. No one, like, obviously Dachiavelli's had his say, other people have had their say on it. I'm not here to talk necessarily about if he did what he did or not. I'm just here to say, can he make a comeback? I think, whereas Bonkers was almost blackballed to the point that, like, people, unless you know at this point, because music and, you know, everything's moved on so much since then. Like, whereas Bonkers in 2015 was in a space where he was trapped, as in, you know, rap, drill, UK music, black UK music was not as popping as it was now. Like, it was kind of like, it was very grassroots back then, even though it was like 6 years ago. It's not a long time, but it's a long time. Like, Dachiavelli can operate in a space where he can make money, he can still make this a sustainable career, but I still think it's a bit techie. I still think it's a bit techie until you get actual 100% proof, and then people have to be like, all right, obviously, and I'm talking about general consensus of people in general, be like, yo, sorry, we accused you, and life moves on. But until that happens, it's going to be very techie for Dachiavelli. Like, and when I met him, he was blessed, man's a blessed guy, you know, like, we were having a good conversation, we had a good laugh and a good joke, do you know what I mean? But, like, I'm just saying this almost, I'm more of a third party perspective, because I haven't spoken to Dachiavelli since then, do you know what I'm saying? So, because at the end of the day, our one was just, I'm doing an interview with you, we keep it moving. So, that's it. But, can he make a comeback? I'm not 100% sure. I think he can still live and, like I said, do well. But let me know. Get at me on my socials. Follow me at Miles Mikulski. Welcome to, or goodbye, I should say. That was another episode of the What A Week on the Miles Mikulski podcast. An extra special one for you guys because I owed you guys one. So there you go. And there you have it. I will catch you in a bit. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.